House Committee on Rules, Redistricting, and Public Affairs will come to order. Good afternoon, committee, and good afternoon, audience. Good to have you here today. We're going to open our public hearing, as is our custom, on redistricting. We do this on Wednesdays and devote 30 minutes to it if we have demand for it. And I would ask now, do we have anyone here who'd like to offer testimony on redistricting? Seeing none, we will move out of that public hearing. Yeah, we sure do. Okay, I will open the work session on House Bill 2802. Representative Doyle.
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments be adopted.
Representative Doyle has moved the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 2802. Do we have any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Mr. Chair, I move HB 2802 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you. Representative Doyle has moved House Bill 2802 to the floor, due pass as amended recommendation, and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? Jennifer, if you'd call the roll, please. We're voting at this moment.
Can I test you?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Representative Doyle?
Aye.
Representative Gardner?
Excuse.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Mark?
Aye.
Representative Starr?
He's excused.
Representative Virgil?
Aye.
Representative Walker?
Excuse.
Chair Wilson?
Aye.
Is he on the floor?
And carries. We'll close the work session on House Bill 2802. I'm pulling House Bill 2002 off the schedule for today. And now I will open a public hearing on HJR 16. Secretary of State Bradbury, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. It's a pleasure to be here. For the record, Bill Bradbury, Oregon Secretary of State. And I really want to thank you, Mr. Chair, for scheduling a hearing and possible work session today on House Joint Resolution 16. It's a very simple bill that would lower the age requirement for service in the legislature from the current requirement of 21 to a new constitutional requirement of 18. And before I get into addressing the bill itself, I just want to share a story with you about how this whole effort got started. As I'm sure many of you remember, last year we were involved in campaigns, and I was at a town hall meeting at Portland Community College, and I was asked by one of the students a very interesting question. And they wanted to know why, if someone can vote at 18 and serve in the military at 18, why can't they run for the state legislature at 18? And I'll be very honest with you and tell you I didn't know that they couldn't. So I said, well, I'll check into it and we'll do what we can. And hence we have House Joint Resolution 16. And one of my highest priorities as Secretary of State is to really work to get as many people as possible engaged in the political process. And I'm particularly concerned with groups that are performing poorly, and one of those groups is young people. And the more I thought about this issue and my concern for getting young people involved, the more I really didn't like the message that we're sending with the current age requirement of 21. We're telling people that although it's okay to vote at 18 and it's okay to die for your country at 18, they're not allowed to serve their communities as state legislators until they're 21. Now, obviously, that's inconsistent, but it also sends, I think more importantly, it sends a message of distrust to young people. And quite frankly, I think that's the wrong message to send to young voters who are in large part already disillusioned with the government as we currently have it. So that's what led me to introduce or propose House Joint Resolution 16. I think the bill comes at an important time. We're clearly in a period of crisis when it comes to youth participation in our political system. Let me just give you a couple statistics. 30% of the young of the voting age population in the United States is between the ages of 18 and 34. 30% of them are between the ages of 18 and 34. Only 20% of the registered voters fall into that age group. So that's a big fall off right there. And if you go back to the primary in 1998, we saw only 6% of the votes cast being cast by those between the ages of 18 and 34. So 30% could be registered to vote. 30% of the voting age population could be 18 to 34 year olds. 20% of the registered voters are 18 to 34. And then in a primary 2 years ago, we had 6% of the votes, total votes cast, were by those 18 to 34. So we've seen in survey after survey that the reason young people give us for not voting is that they feel disengaged and disillusioned with the political process. They don't think politicians care about the issues that are important to them, and they don't believe that their vote really can make any significant difference. Now, the reason I call this a crisis, which is a strong word to use, and I recognize that, is that we all understand that today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. And we've got to engage young people in the political process now if we want to build a real good, strong foundation for the future. Young people around the state have run some really amazing campaigns to get high school and college students registered and voting. We saw that particularly in the last election, significant efforts on the college campuses and the like. And HCR 16 is really an excellent opportunity for the legislature to add their own momentum to the movement that we've got going to get young people involved in the process. Lowering the age limit so that every eligible voter is also eligible to run for office will show 18 to 21-year-olds that they are important to the political process. Now, I can say, based on some other states, what we've seen in some other states, that it's pretty safe to say that the passage of HCR 16 may really make a difference in political participation in Oregon. In states where the age limit is lower for running for office for the legislature, there was a 5% higher turnout amongst 18 to 24-year-olds in the 1996 election. So states that have a lower age, they're at 18 instead of 21, they've got a 5% increase in turnout amongst younger voters, 18 to 24. Now, before I conclude, I want to thank some people for the work they've done to raise awareness on this issue in Oregon. Many of them are in the hearing room today, and two of them I particularly want to point out to you are the two high school seniors who are here today to talk to you about why you should support this bill. Casey Cleary and Patrick Siang. I don't know where they are, but they're here somewhere, and you'll hear from them. And I have to tell two stories here. I first met Patrick when I attended the Salem Kaiser Candidates Forum last October. And it was a forum for all the candidates for Secretary of State, so it was all the state candidates forum. And Patrick, at the age of 17, had organized the entire event. And Patrick's the perfect example of a young person who can really inspire others to become involved because he is involved. He worked on Darlene Hooley's campaign this last election cycle, and I'm announcing now that he's planning to run for Kaiser City Council in 2002. So, he's a great example of a young person who's involved in the political process. Now, the other person I mentioned, Casey Cleary, participated in the YMCA youth and government program with high school students from all over the state. And they formed a mock legislature, and they debated 151 of their own bills. And they proved that they could debate things much more efficiently than we do, because they did all of that 151 bills in just 3 days. So I also want to thank two of really the best examples I think we could find of why we should reduce the age requirement for service in the state legislature. Representative Jesse Lasevich visits us from the Montana State Legislature. He was elected at 19 years of age in November of 2000, just this last November, and he's currently 20 years old. The other representative, Representative Jason Varney, visits us from the Vermont State Legislature. He was elected at age 21 back in November of 1996, and he's currently 25 years old. Representative Barney is very rapidly moving into leadership in the Vermont legislature. He's vice chair of the Vermont House Education Committee, and they've both taken valuable time out of their schedules to make the trip to Oregon, and for that I'm certainly very, very thankful. Last little thank you that I have to offer, Mr. Chair, is that it really wouldn't be possible to have these two younger state representatives here today if it hadn't been for the leadership of a couple of young people. Becca Cook, who's from the Willamette University Student Government, and Andy High, who's the student body president at Western Oregon University. Those two have really worked with their student government to finance this trip by our guest legislators. So I'm just here to say I'm very excited about HJR 16. I really think it helps us increase participation from a key group, and I hope that this committee will look with favor upon it and send it on its way.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Do we have any questions? Again,
thank you very much.
Appreciate your testimony. I will move in right quickly, Representative Kelly Worth. I know she's got other obligations, and I'll have her come in next. Good afternoon, Representative Worth.
Good afternoon, Chair Wilson, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Emily Worth, and I'm state representative from District 35 in Corvallis. I'm here to testify that the thing that hits me like a brick wall is if there still is a question in this state as to whether or not we need more young people involved in this legislature, you know, my testifying here today should squash any such question. I mean, tried to round up young legislators. Me, at 35, only in this career is 35 considered young. I'm the sixth youngest out of 90 members. 35. We need more young people involved. Now, we all know a perpetual trait of young folks, especially 18 to 24, is they don't vote. Now, I have a university in my district. And being so young, as 35, I could still relate to those college kids. You know, and I remember when I was a college student, maybe I didn't vote, but I was extremely involved and knew more than anyone up there in the legislature. Extremely interested, very active in politics, but not through voting. And I think that opening up possibility for serving in office, provides another avenue for younger people to be involved in politics. I think the traditional way of voting, certainly there'll be issues or elections where they will turn out, hopefully mine, but you know, this gives them a different avenue to maybe explore political participation, because there is no lack of interest or activism in that age group. It's just simply not the traditional way we all go about it. I certainly, when I first heard about this, I thought, oh, right, it's not going to be this mass rush of 18 to 24-year-olds 18 to 21-year-olds out running for office. It's hard enough to recruit 35-year-olds. So I think that this is just one step, though. I mean, we can open it up to 18-year-olds, but we need to do a better job of recruiting people. If you look at the homogeneity of our membership, and it's getting a little more mixed given term limits, but, you know, we're typically the same age, and we typically have the same backgrounds. I'm the only woman with two kids under six out of 90 members. And so it's, you know, we've got to do a better job of getting different perspectives in here. And, you know, maybe there'll be crazy college kids, and we won't, you know, think that they're wrong and everything, but it's a different perspective that it lends to the debate. And if an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old wants to run, I would be all behind them and all for it. And anyway, I can encourage people to get involved. I don't think that there's a big danger in what this presents. I don't think there'll be a huge flood of kids coming to serve, but I'd be interested in knowing what the apprehension is. And anyway, I'm all for it. And again, you know, if we're considering 35 young, we need to get more young people in here.
Any questions for Representative Worth? All right. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Appreciate
thank you.
I'd like to call up Representatives Jason Barney and Jesse Laskovich, please. And Jake Oakenberg. Gentlemen, it's a distinct pleasure to welcome you to Oregon, and great to meet younger colleagues. And I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Jake, I kind of look at you as the host here today. Would you like to introductory statements since you and I have talked prior to this, and appreciate any opening comments by you as we begin. If you state your name for the record, please.
Sure. I'm Jake Oakenberg from Portland, Oregon. Student currently at Pomona College. I'll just keep my comments here brief so we have a chance for some questions for the representatives who were so nice to take some time out of their busy schedule and come here. So you heard a lot from Secretary of State Bill Bradbury about how this would be good for young people, and I can echo that, and I'll do that just very briefly, but I'd like to extend the benefit of this resolution beyond even young people. I can testify that in my own campaign for mayor in the city of Portland that it was dramatic the amount of young people who were excited, who got involved, who actually took the time to learn about specific issues. They could cite what was going on with water issues, with the budget, things that you wouldn't usually think that someone at age 18, 19, or 20, and some high school students younger than that, would take the time to do. But because they saw another young person interested, they did that. And it was mentioned the results from the primary about the low numbers in 1998. Well, in the metropolitan area with 18 to 34-year-olds, that number actually doubled during the election that I was participating in. Now, I don't lay that all at my own feet, but I think it was a significant benefit, and it helped that. So that's something that I want to leave with you, that it does help with young people. But going beyond that, there is a benefit to people of all ages. We can see when a young person gets involved with something that they can bring a unique perspective to the table. We want to always, of course, see many voices, and that adds to our debate, and I think that's all having a young person would do. They could bring a unique perspective. The other point that I really want to leave with you, that the kind of main overarching issue about this isn't saying that we're asking the state legislature to be overrun with 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, just like it isn't overrun with 21-year-olds now. We're asking for you to give the voters the chance to decide on a referendum, to actually put this in the Constitution on a referral, and then to have the chance, if this is in the Constitution, to decide on who they want to represent them. And that's a fundamental part of our democracy, being able to decide who you want to represent. It's important to note that this is an unprecedented. There's 18 other states, 17 other states in the District of Columbia that have the age at 18 right now, and they haven't had problems with it. In fact, what's happened is you've had legislators who have become articulate and know in depth the issues that they're working on and have been able to communicate those with their constituents and with their colleagues and get results done. And in fact, we have two people just like that here with us today. So I would like to pass the mic on to them and also encourage you very much to move this to a work session and get this out to the floor with a do pass Mark, so thank you very much.
Thank you. Representative Laslovich, state your name for the record.
Absolutely. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Jesse Laslovich. It's L-A-S-L-O-V-I-C-H, J-E-S-S-E. It is my distinct pleasure and honor to be here in front of you to testify in support of H.J. 16. I just want to talk to you, with your indulgence, for a little bit about my experience. I'm 20 years old. I ran as a 19-year-old. I had a three-way primary, and I won that primary, obviously, being that I'm a representative now. But we talk about young people being involved, and I have friends, my very, very good friends, that have a horrible view toward politics, are completely apathetic toward politics. I shouldn't say were. They're somewhat more involved now, being that they're good friends in the legislature. So it was great because they had never voted. Granted, they only had a couple years, but they were 19 and 20 at the time, 21, 22 at the time when I was running, and they voted. They knew somebody that was involved. They knew somebody that they could know in the legislature personally, and they felt comfortable talking to me about it, and they felt comfortable voting for me. Now, I want to talk to you about experience that I had on the House floor, first time I spoke on the House floor in the state of Montana. It was with regards to a bill to raise the fines for alcohol, for a minor trying to purchase alcohol or tobacco illegally. And we had people stand up, members of my side, I'm a Democrat, stand up saying, we don't need to target these minors, we need to target the people that are older than 21 that are supplying this beer and alcohol to these minors, and I didn't argue that. The problem was, and some other people said, you know, if we pass this, young people are going to get disrespect for the law if we increase the fines. So I stood up and was nervous as heck first time on the floor, and I said, you guys cease to forget you have a 20-year-old here that can't drink, and you also cease to forget that we have our social functions, as I assume that this body does as well, that the lobbyists put on for us, that my colleagues would come to me and say, Jesse, can I get you a beer? Can I get you a shot of liquor? You know, here I am with a 7-Up and orange juice, and I kind of, no, I can't do that. It's illegal. So these very same people are on the floor arguing that we need to take a look at the people that are older than 21 that are supplying this alcohol and tobacco to minors. So I scared a few people into voting for the bill. And what was so satisfying about that, I didn't know how I did. And there were 8 to 10 people that came up, representatives that came up to me and said, you know, you changed my vote. I was going to vote no, and I supported the bill. And any doubt that I had in my mind, you erased the doubt. And that gave me a huge ego, and it gave me a tremendous amount of confidence. But I would submit to you that I didn't come into the legislature in Montana with an agenda. I didn't come in an agenda to reduce the age of drinking. That was brought up. Somebody asked me that. I didn't come in as a agenda. I'm not this completely a wacko young kid that has these radical ideas. You know, I'm just one. I'm a representative, and I have just as amount of respect for my colleagues, my older colleagues, as they do for me. And the best thing about this is we have government students come in. 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders come into the legislature, as you guys do as well, from across the state of Montana, that, oh, there's the young kid, there's the youngest guy down there, he's only 20 years old, if he can do it, you guys can do it. If he's involved, you guys can be involved. And it kind of sparks their interest, and it's exciting for me, because the state of Montana, we're lacking in voting. So we have these young people that are getting involved, are excited about the process. And it's making the whole process better. I provide a new perspective, as does everybody else. But being the young guy, and being a young voice, a fresh voice, has been absolutely phenomenal. Has been truly, truly amazing, because you have these people that say, "There's the young guy. There's a 20-year-old. I can't believe he got elected." I didn't think I had a chance when I was 19. So my government teacher came to me and said, Jesse, what do you think about your running for the legislature? Said, you're crazy. I'm 19. There's no way I'll get elected. I have a senior citizen district. But anyway, I'm not going to ramble on here. I am just happy to be here. I'm happy to support this the people of the state of Oregon, if their will is to put this into law, that 18 years and older can run for office, I think they'd be making a sound decision. And I think you guys would be making a sound decision by giving them the opportunity to do so. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative. I think we'll hold our questions until we hear from Representative Barney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee members. My name is Jason Barney. I represent the towns of Franklin and Highgate in the Vermont House of Representatives. I first ran in 1996 at the age of 21, ran for re-election again in 1998, and am now serving my third term at 25 years old and serve as the vice chair of the Education Committee in the Vermont House. During those 5 years, I have been the youngest member. I thought it'd be best if I gave you some personal history in regards to a youth perspective in regards to political involvement. Through high school, I was always involved in student government, enjoyed it. I liked the opportunity to be able to help out students and try to better the school. When I went to college, I got involved in student government at the College of St. Joseph's in Rutland. I ran for freshman class president. And on the outside, I also made it a point to try to get to know the U.S. senators from the state of Vermont. I tried to get to know as many of the local representatives as possible and help out with that process. By my sophomore year, I had become president of the student body at the College of St. Joe's, and for the next 3 years, I served and helped out the college in that capacity. It was in the fall of 1995 that I gave serious consideration for the first time to run for the Vermont legislature. At the time, I was 20 years old. I had considered it before, but perhaps the partisan in me didn't want to oppose a member of my party from my district. 1996 rolled around, and I talked to the person who had represented the district at the time. She said that she wasn't going to run, and I flatly asked her what she thought my chances were as a young candidate. And she was frankly honest and said that she had actually talked to another person about running who was a very well-respected member of the district. Regardless to say, I decided to run anyway. And there was a Republican primary that year. I won that primary by nearly a 2-to-1 vote. In the general election, I won that by nearly a 2-to-1 vote, and it was quite the exciting thing to do. I know there are questions about life experience. I know there are questions about seriousness for someone or anyone so young seeking political office. But with all the respect of those people, I would just sit down, look them in the eye, and say, just as any other representative running for office would say, regardless of my age, I am running for state representative, and I would appreciate your support. What issues do you want to talk about? Again, 1996, I was the youngest member, served on the Education Committee. Some of the things that I think I've had some influence on serving on the Education Committee for the past 5 years, there's been it's not a large of a commitment that I would like to see, but there's certainly been more of a commitment to higher education. My first term, I was the only 20-something representative on the Education Committee. But my second term, there was another 20-year-old who was elected to the House, and she was appointed to the Education Committee as well. The two of us worked together on funding for higher education. Unfortunately, Vermont consistently ranks 49th or 50th. And its state support for funding for higher education, and we made a point of talking to members of the Appropriations Committee, talking to members of our own committee, and talking to other members of the House and Senate to make sure that there was some growing support for higher education. That's an example of an issue that we took dear to heart. That perhaps you could say our age influenced a great deal, but I would submit that. Any representative, regardless of age,
is going to have those special issues that they hold dear and they want to see and they want to have some influence on. So glad to be here today, and I look forward to any questions that the committee might have.
Thank you. Representative Barney, I have a son your age who has just finished up a stint on the Kaiser City Council, a little town just north of here, and he's also a lobbyist in this building now for a small business lobby. Looking back on your experience, do you... And I will say this, one of the things that I have heard and one of the things that I have considered initially in this process is life experience, which you alluded to just a short while ago. Do you see any difference in the life experience required for one serving on a city council versus the legislature? See any differences there in that?
I can answer that and say, yeah, that's probably a consideration that people should take a look at. And from my perspective, somebody being 21 or 23 or 25 running for the legislature, I would say it's probably on the last rung of the ladder in regards to importance. But in my view, that should be up to the voter to decide. And current law for the majority of the states in the union, that decision isn't up to the voter to decide. People who are 18, 19, or 20 years old simply can't get on the ballot if they would like to run for the legislature.
I know a few moments ago, I think the Secretary of State alluded to the fact that some people may be fearful of people 18, 19, 20 years old running for the legislature, having the ability to be in this position. Do you see any base to that, any basis to that, really?
If the person who is voicing those fears is talking about potential issues that people who are 18, 19, or 20 years old might bring up, perhaps those are issues that person doesn't want to talk about. But in the Vermont legislature this year, we've had over 500 bills introduced to this point. And certainly I bring a perspective to those bills that I have an interest in, just as any other member of any age would bring his or her interest to those to that legislation.
Any further questions, Representative Walker?
Thank you, Chair Wilson. I met these gentlemen just briefly in my office. I wish I had a little more time to spend with you because I find your stories fascinating. But I'd like to say that my representative, whom I took his place in my district, was a very young man who is now a senator here. And when I met with him one time, I talked to him a while, and I said, you know, some of the best counsel I ever had was from my own children. And I still believe that. I still talk about things with my own children. And I told him, I said, you know, wisdom has more to do with the application of experience than with the accrual of years. And I think you've demonstrated that today, as he has. And I commend you. I think you've done a great job. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Representative Devlin.
Mr. Chairman, I did tell the three parties here that were testifying. I may have kind of a unique position because I'm obviously not that young. The committee agrees here. But I have two cities. Well, actually, I have three cities within my district. Actually, I have a very small city also, but I've got a city of over 20,000 and a city of over 30,000. And my city over 20,000 has a city councilor that filed for office before he was 18 and was elected when he was 18 to be a city councilor. And actually, he convinced the city government when he was, I think, about 14 or 15 to add young people to the city's advisory committees. And he served on a parks advisory committee. And I believe after a year on the committee, became the chair of that committee. And also when he was that young, also the city challenged him because he wanted to see that there was a skate park built in the city. And the city said they'd provide the land if he would go out and raise the money to build the park. So he and a group of other students from the high school in the area went out and raised, I think, over $200,000 to build the park. So, I mean, it's not as if age is really a determinant of accomplishment or ability, necessarily. He's been a good addition to the city council, He's also, I think had one of the easier elections to the city council in terms of he won rather easily compared to, you know, he had opposition. I know, and I wanted to mention one other thing, too, is that Representative Gardner is not here with me, but Representative Gardner and I came in the same class with now Senator Deckert, then Representative Deckert, who I wanted to particularly tell you that when he was 25 coming in, faced a lot of the same hazing that you may have faced, actually. I remember a lot of comments about, have you shaved yet this week, or comments to that effect. And I think he took it in good stead, but he had to face some of the same things. Obviously support the bill and hope it passes on the committee.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Further questions? Well, I'd like to thank all of you for your testimony today, and representatives, best of luck in your future, and it's been very good to host you here today. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much.
I've got some people who have some time considerations, and I need to move them back to work here. If I could have John McArdle of Independence and Richard Burke, please. You'd identify yourself for the records, please, before you speak.
Thank you. I'm John McArdle. I'm the mayor of the city of Independence, and I have some written testimony, but I'd like to just make a couple of very brief comments. I know brevity is appreciated. I'm here today to speak in favor of this bill because one of the basic principles of the United States is that rights and responsibilities are linked to each other. Young people who are over 18 but under 21 years of age serve in the military, they pay taxes, they sign contracts, and they vote. With these responsibilities, it's only fair that we should provide the opportunity, or the right, if you will, for these same citizens to be elected to the legislature. A couple of people have made some comments about what young people have done in their area. City of Independence, about 15 miles from here, we happen to have a number of colleges and universities in our area, and we have young people that are under 21 years of age who serve on YMCA boards, Chamber of Commerce boards of directors. They're active within our city making things happen, both in volunteer capacities, and they've served on boards and commissions. We also have people who've been elected to city council positions in our sister city, and I think you'll hear from one of them a little bit later. At the local level, these young people are making an active contribution as citizens to the community. Some question has been raised about experience, whether the experience that young people have is enough to really make decisions. And the contrast was made between state legislators and city council people. And let me talk about that for a second. City council people have to deal with the same issues that legislators just do, except they do it at a local level, where they have to face their constituents on a day-to-day basis, not just in the from the dais to the gallery, but they have to face them in the grocery store, in the produce department, at the gas station. When you talk about land use, streetlights, budget, ordinances, taxes, sewers, economic development, those are issues that hit people where it hurts and that people have real passionate interests are. And it doesn't matter whether you're 18, 21, 65, or 70, there's a learning curve that takes place. And it doesn't really make a difference what it is by age. It's there is some experience that you just have of being an elected official, and I think all of you notice that. I would also offer that when the United States was founded, it was the only people who were allowed to vote were white men that owned property. As this nation has matured, we have seen fit and in wisdom to make sure that all of our citizens can vote. Men, women, 18-year-olds, people of all creeds and colors. And that is something that's a maturation process of this country and that ties in, and you folks have an opportunity to stretch that to do what is actually the right thing. And in closing, Oregon is a land of opportunity. And we should extend that opportunity to seek and serve to those who are qualified to vote for those positions. And I urge your approval of the resolution. I stand ready for questions.
Thank you. Any questions? Thank you very much. Mr. Burke.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Richard Burke. I'm an elected member of the Tualatin Valley Water District Board of Commissioners, and I also work as a legislative assistant for Senator Gary George, although I should point out that I haven't gone over this with him, so I'm speaking on behalf of myself, not the district or Senator George. I would like to speak in favor of this bill as well, but I do think it is fair to state that life experience is an issue. If I'm going to vote for somebody, it is going to be a factor in my mind as to whether or not they've ever bought a house, whether they've ever run a business, and whether they've had to deal with the other things that people deal with when they exit college and high school. And in my mind, it would be difficult for me to actually vote for somebody who was 18, 19, 20 years old. But to me, the issue is having the choice. I think that life experience is a factor, but frankly, I'd rather vote for someone who's inexperienced and on my side on issues than vote for somebody who has lots of experience and is on the other side of issues. And again, that's an issue of choice. And I think that the current law acts as a filter that we don't need. I think the implication is that the electorate isn't intelligent enough to weigh the factor of life experience. And I think that most voters are. And so if nothing else, I would urge you to support this bill to remove that filter and expand the array of choices available to voters. They can weigh in their minds how important life experience is. No doubt it will become an issue in the campaign. I, as a 37-year-old, if I was running against a 19-year-old, I'd certainly make it an issue, and I think I'd do well with that as an issue. But again, it should be the choice of the electorate, and I think that this bill would make that choice available. I stand ready for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Burke. Questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
I made reference to my son a few moments ago, the former city council member and now lobbyist, and I would like to make sure that I acknowledge his presence and my granddaughter, who I've never acknowledged on the record before. That's Adam. It's good to see them both here.
So you are a grandfather?
Yes, I am. I am. But only once. Only once. Next up, I would like to, and I apologize if I mispronounce some names. I have quite a selection today. I have Laura Bridges, I have Lance Erz, and Justin Gottlieb, please. I'd like to call you up in panels of three today, if I might. Thank you for being here. If you identify yourself when it is your turn.
Thank you, Chair Wilson and the representatives. My name is Laura Bridges, and I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I'm the vice chair of an organization called XPAC. XPAC is an all-volunteer organization. We're dedicated to educating and activating the next political generation. To that end, what we do is we encourage our members to get involved in their communities, be that at a grassroots level, working for an elected, or running for office. Our organization has been active for close to 6 years now, and we have well over 1,000 members. And actually, we have quite a few members who are currently serving in the legislature right now, the aforementioned younger folks here in the legislature, and would like to point out that we have quite a few members in the room as well, and quite a few of you have XPAC members as your staffers. As an organization, XPAC supports lowering the age of eligibility to serve in the legislature to 18. We feel that is inconsistent, that at the age of 18, as has been pointed out, you can vote, you can enter into contracts, you can serve in the military, but yet you cannot run for office. We feel this is very inconsistent. I think one of the reasons why young people feel like they do not have a place in the political process is because they are not fully brought into the political process in Oregon. I think that by lowering the age that you can run for the legislature will do quite a lot to help them feel welcome and feel like a welcome part at the process. While I would agree with some people that not every young person is ready for the responsibility of running for the legislature, I think it's very critical that local communities do make the choice. They make the choice of who they want to represent them, and whether that person be 18 or 80, I think it's critical that that decision is made at the local level. I would just like to close to urge you to take the necessary steps to take this to the ballot. I know that the younger voters of Oregon would thank you for it, and I think you would see the turnout raise in rates that we would all be very pleased to see. Thank you.
I just wonder if I could ask a couple questions.
Sure.
Basically, are you saying that you believe voter participation would increase with the passage of this?
I do believe that. I think right now that younger voters need to feel that they are completely part of the governance of the state. I think by withholding this one piece, you're missing something. People can vote, but yet they can't run. There's a disconnect. It's saying, well, we can vote for you, but you certainly don't want us sitting on the same dais as you.
Follow-up, Mr. Chair. Do you have any statistical evidence? I mean, are there other states where they have this provision and voter turnout in those age groups are higher? Or?
Well, I personally don't have a lot of statistics. I think a few of the people earlier mentioned that they have seen the voter turnout rate go higher in their states when the age of candidates are lower. I know that Jake Oakenberg backed up the fact locally when he was in his race, he did see the turnout go up. And we have done quite a lot of education and outreach to 18 to 34-year-olds. And when they are actively engaged and actively brought in, the turnout does go up.
Thank you very much. I guess it's my fault for being late. So
oh, no, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Yes, sir.
My name is Lance Erz, and I am an attorney in Portland as well as an ex-PAC member. I appreciate the committee allowing me the opportunity to come and speak on behalf of this bill. I don't think there are probably too many people in this room who think this bill is going to lead to 18-year-olds being elected all over the state, and may not even lead to 18-year-olds running for office all over the state. But I don't think that either of those things mean that this bill will not have a positive effect on Oregon in particular and the youth of Oregon, or Oregon in general and the youth of Oregon in particular. I think this bill will do two very important things. First, the bill will show that we're doing more than just paying lip service when we tell young people that you need to get more involved in the political process, you need to get more involved in your community, and you need to do something as simple as get out and vote. Passing this bill is a good step in showing that we actually value the contributions that 18 to 21-year-olds can make to our state and our local communities. Secondly, I think this bill is a good opportunity for us to inject new opinions and new outlooks into the political discourse. I think it's self-evident that the more divergent and diverse voices we have in our political discourse, the better the political process works and the more dynamic the discourse is. I think this bill will be a good step to invite 18-year-olds into this conversation in much greater numbers than they are now, and I think that's very important to the future of our state. It doesn't make any sense to me to block someone out of the process based simply on their age, especially when there are so many issues that you deal with in the legislature that concern young people in the state. So I think this bill will be a good step in encouraging of those things, and I urge your support of it.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Justin Gottlieb, and I would appreciate you hearing my testimony here today. Most of the testimony we have already heard deals with what's going to happen in the future, but I would like to stop for a moment and take a look at the past. I've been a resident of Oregon for the past 24 years and know that Oregon, really more than any other state that I've ever been in, has a tradition of young leadership. Maybe it's not between 18 and 21, but we seem to forget the past. Leaders such as Mark Hatfield and Bob Packwood, who are two of the foremost United States senators, had their start in the state legislature in their early 30s. They've done great things, and we appreciate their service. Also, currently in Portland, we have a city commissioner by the name of Eric Sten, who was first elected in his late 20s. The age for him has not had any factor whatsoever in his ability to perform his job. He is doing good things. He is working on issues facing Bull Run water problems, transportation, and the Clean River program. This has not affected his age, has not affected his ability to work with other commissioners, the metro government, or other city councilors. This tradition should be kept in mind when making this decision towards Joint Resolution 16. I don't see any legitimate reason why youthful and idealistic people should be prevented from at least running for office, if not serving in this body. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions for our panel? All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. The next three I will call up will be Casey Cleary, Jeff Brewer, and Nicole LaFour. Got about seven more witnesses scheduled for this, and then I want to let the proponents of our final bills today know that we're going to make every attempt to get to them around 3 o'clock.
All right. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Jeff Brewer, legislative intern for the Secretary of State and a student at the University of Oregon. I've been doing some research on this, and after calling many states and finding out what the average age was to serve, 18 states, of course, said that 18-year-olds could serve, and they were strictly stunned that no one in the other states who were 21, it actually was 21 that you had to serve. To answer your question, Representative Gardner, that you asked earlier, that in the 96 presidential election, there was a total of, in the states where it was required for 21-year-olds to serve, it was 36%, or actually 31%, and for 18-year-olds, it was 36%, so it was a 5% increase in voter turnout. My main other step I would like to throw out, I'll keep this brief, is the average age of legislators in the Oregon Senate is 58.5 years of age, and the average age of legislators in the House is 51.5, which combined is 53.8 years. Obviously, the young people are not being represented, and I would urge you to move this to a work session. Thank you.
However I might, Mr. Chair, I am pleased to know I'm below the average.
I would echo that.
Some of it
a little margin
used to
there.
Be above average.
That's correct. Mr. Chair, I'm just wondering if he could just factor out Representative Devlin, if that how much that would lower than average.
All right. Yes.
I'm Chairman Wilson and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Nicole LaFour. I'm a student at the University of Oregon, and I'm also currently working as a legislative assistant for Representative Ackerman and Representative Ringo. I want to thank you for hearing House Joint Resolution 16 today. At the press conference earlier today, I was moved when Representative Bruce Starr said, and I quote, "We have the chance to bring the unique perspective of America's next generation of leadership to the Oregon Capitol. It is the many and varied viewpoints in this building that make this such an outstanding and effective process." I'm here to support this measure because I believe any person considered responsible enough to vote for our state legislators should also be considered responsible enough to make laws and decisions that affect the state of Oregon. I first became involved in the political process when I was 17 years old. The thrill of politics brought me to where I am now. I believe we are the next generation of political enthusiasts. 15 to 20 years from today, we will be sitting where you are sitting now. Oregon's Constitution currently states that you must be 21 years of age to run for state legislature. I believe that this is unfair. Any person that is willing to take the time, put forth the effort, and make the commitment to run for Oregon State Legislature should be given the opportunity. As Representative Starr stated earlier, we have the chance to bring the unique perspective of America's next generation of leadership to the Oregon Capitol. I ask you all to please support HJR 16, and thank you for your opportunity to testify.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Casey Cleary.
First, I apologize for my friend Patrick Singh's absence. He had to go announce a track meet. Again, my name is Casey Clary. I'm a 17-year-old senior at McNary High School. This fall, I plan to attend Southern Oregon University and major in political science. I am very interested in public service, politics, and the legislative process. Therefore, I speak in strong support of HJR 16. While I was growing up, I learned about public service and politics through my parents because they both work for the state and vote regularly. However, I did not know much about the intricacies of the legislative process. During the last week of February 2001, I was one of the 256 participants in the Oregon YMCA Youth in Government Program. Participants from all over the state came to the Capitol for 3 days as youth legislators, and debated 151 of our own bills. For example, one of the bills required high school students to complete 10 hours of community service for each year of high school. My graduating class at McNary has almost 350 seniors, so this would have been 3,500 hours of community service. Participation of the entire high school could deliver 15,000 hours per year. This is an idea from young people that would benefit students and the communities of Oregon. During the 3 days of our youth legislature, I saw many 16, 17, and 18-year-olds interested and excited about laws that affect them. If HJR 16 was referred to and approved by the voters, I know that dedicated and serious young adults like me would take the opportunity to run for the legislature. Young adults would also become more interested in voting to help shape the future of Oregon. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions? Representative Berger.
I have a question. I think I'll address it to Nicole. I'm a little curious because we've really had a hard time getting anyone to run at age 21 or 25 or 30. So explain to me, by moving the age to 18, how is that going to stimulate now, or do you believe we're missing the excitement of the 18-year-old that dies away at 21?
As a student, I can't express enough. I mean, there's a lot of frustration, especially this last election, getting people involved, getting young people involved. I think this would open up a door, an opportunity for younger students, 18, 19, 20-year-olds to run for a state position, be actively involved in the political process.
So would either one of the other two, if you'd like to tackle that?
I think one of the problems is what I've found out with talking to people of the age of 18, people get disassociated from the process because they're not represented. When you're 21, when you're 22, when you're 23, you have a different voice than when you're 18. So they don't feel as though they have a voice, and so they get disassociated, and it takes them a while to get back into the process if they do get back to the process at all. This, I mean, I'm not saying that this is the solution to all evils to get young people involved, but it is a step in the right direction. It's a step I really think that we must take to keep people associated with the process, and not let them get lost and just be apathetic, because that's where we lose out, and that's the problem.
I believe that if young adults see more young adults make a difference as legislators, then they would want to make a difference as voters.
Okay, Representative Garrard.
Any one of you, good afternoon, any one of you could respond to this question, but by lowering the age to 18, under present law, it means that the young person's political career could be over at 24. Do you have a comment on that?
I don't think it necessarily is at 24. There's many opportunities, other running for city council, mayor.
No, I was referring to the legislature.
After
the House in particular.
After the
just referring to basically the House side of the legislature
with term limits.
kidding.
If this was the case, it would be the case. It's something you have to recognize, but you have to give the voter the decision to decide that. And you'd also have to give the person that option to decide if they want to get involved with the process, even though they will not be involved with it in by the time they're 30. And I'd think that was a great success if I were to be able to get involved with the system at 18 and be able to actually stay in office and be term limited out. Because I personally, that would be a success story for me. It would be one of my goals, one of my accomplishments.
It's a great answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I think the representative might have been asking your attitude about term limits here. But, okay. Any further questions? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next panel will be Nick Hugler, Casey Miller, and Kate Grosswilder. Welcome to the legislature today. Good to have you here.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members of the committee.
Yourself, please.
For the record, my name is Nick Hugler. I am a student at Aloha High School. I'm a junior this year, one more year. And I'm here to speak in favor of HJR 16. As a young person, I am involved with a group at my high school, which is a more of a community-wide group. It's known as the Metropolitan Congress of International Affairs. I don't know. I know that several of the members of the House have come and spoken in years past at that body. And this year, we have decided that the legislature is what we want to learn about, the Oregon State Legislature. So earlier in the year, we came and we met with Representative Ringo. And as we were there, Ed Dennis, who's right over here, came and mentioned to one of our advisors that there was a bill going into the House called HJR 16. And when we heard that it was lowering the age from 21 to 18, we were kind of shocked that it was 21 in the first place. We were pretty sure it was 18. So my friend Casey here and I decided that we were going to focus on this a little more. And so I'd like to speak a little bit about what I think legislators between 18 and 21, if they were elected, can contribute. I think there is a separation purely by the recentness of experience between someone who's elected to the legislature at 30 or 35 and someone who has just left high school. And there are certain things that I think that a person who is 18 to 21 recently out of the public education system can contribute to the legislature. They've been in the education system in a very recent form. I mean, in the last 10 years or so, with Sim and Cam passing through the legislature and into the state education system, there have been changes in the school district systems and within schools that legislators, purely because of age, have never really been firsthand experience with. And a student or a young person coming out of that system can speak with real firsthand experience as an advocate for new changes to the education system, where a legislator could speak, I mean, in the National Congress about military matters, for instance. And I think that a young person would be able to contribute a lot in the way of youth substance abuse prevention and youth driving privileges, which have recently been an issue here. I think that they have that experience with what they've seen with other youths. You know, what the tactics that they used to make sure their friends didn't smoke or their friends didn't drink are the kind of things that the legislature needs to hear as well. And if they are qualified and the district that they run in votes for them and says, this is the person that we want representing us, then I think that it is vital that the legislature allow 18 to 21-year-olds to run, because I think it will just increase the pool from which quality leaders from the state of Oregon can rise.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Cassandra Miller, and I'm currently a senior at Aloha High School. Recently, I turned 18, a big milestone in my friend group and off to college. And so now I'm old enough to buy lottery tickets, and the law has deemed me mature enough to serve in the military, and it's now possible for me to carry both a voter registration card and a Costco card. So I've stepped into the adult world. With all my new liberties, though, I'm still denied the ability to run for the position of a representative or senator in the state of Oregon. And if passed, HDR 16 would alleviate this problem, and it would open the legislative process up to a younger generation of Oregonians. By allowing the younger sect of Oregon's population to become involved in politics, youth who currently feel disconnected with the government would have a tie to the happenings in the legislature. Younger candidates would draw younger voters, and it would give an incentive to vote to a section of the population that has been notorious for not voting. If young people were given the opportunity to see that other young people like themselves could make a difference, they would realize that their opinions matter and that they too can better Oregon. So I strongly support this bill, and I urge you to as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Kate Grossweiler, and I'm here today to testify on House Joint Resolution 16. This particular subject is an important one that faces our state. Right now, the age that you have to be in order to serve in the House or Senate is 21. This bill would make it possible for people 18 years of age or older to serve in the legislature. I am in favor of letting 18-year-olds serve in the legislature for many reasons. I don't think that it is fair to let someone who is 18 vote and not let them be in the legislature. If someone is old and mature enough to vote, then it is my opinion that they are old enough to go into politics. Right now, the majority of the people who are voting are older than 35 years old. If there were younger people serving in the legislature, it is my opinion that people who are young will get more involved in politics. I also surveyed 11 of my friends. 10 said that they would feel more confident about politics if there were younger people serving. One said that she didn't want 18-year-olds to serve in the legislature. Also, the only age qualification for mayor of Portland is to be a registered voter. That means that in order to be eligible to run for mayor, you have to be 18. I do not think that it is right to let someone who is 18 run for mayor of Oregon's largest city, but not for the senator of the House. It is a double standard. The standard that applies to the mayor should apply to the senator of the House. In conclusion, I hope that you consider my arguments for House Joint Resolution 16. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Questions? Representative Gardner.
Yes, Ms. Grossweiler, if we were to send this out and refer it to the people and have it pass, would you personally consider running for office?
Probably not, because I don't think politics to be very exciting.
Representative Devlin.
I'll be running for your seat.
Mr. Chairman, Ms. Grossweiler. We used to see each other across the hall. Do you remember that some years back? Occasionally?
It's okay. Feel free.
I
don't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, Mr. Chairman.
Representative
Debler. Yes. Ms. Grossweiler, for those members of the committee may not know, could you tell us who your mother is?
State Senator Denny Burdick.
Just to clear up any confusion, Mr. Chairman, Senator Burdick, Senator Metzger, and I shared the same house during the last Senate with Senator Shields, which was an interesting situation. And I occasionally saw Ms. Grossweiler.
That's more details than you
need. True. It really is. And judging by the makeup of that household, I can understand why politics would not seem very interesting.
I just got a comment. I too was going to follow up on that comment about not finding politics too exciting, but I think that explains it all. So.
Thank you. Further questions? Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. I've got four people left to testify. I've got three chairs. I'm going to have the oldest guy finish up. So, Ed, if you'd cool off there for a little bit. Joe Kaiser, Paul Evans, and John Pugsley, please.
Hey, Chair Wilson, members of the committee. My name is Joe Kaiser. I'm Hillsborough City Councilor. I represent District 2 in Hillsborough. I'll just speak briefly because I echo most of the same things that have been said here already, and I don't want to continue to say the same thing over again. But I did want to add two things. One, as a 24-year-old, I ran for office as a city councilor. And what I found, interestingly, running with some of my greatest allies on the doorstep were older people who you might think would be concerned or would fear a young person's opinions and attitudes because they might not echo their concerns. And what I found a lot of was, Jesus, great to see some younger people actually running for office, and we're really excited about it. Now, do I know if they translated into votes? I believe some of them did anyway, and I think there was a real excitement about that. So I know fear can be a motivator concerning not putting through HJR 16, but I want you to know that, you know, after knocking on thousands of doorsteps, I didn't find that at all, and my age wasn't as much of an issue as I thought it was going to be. I think my race was closer because of my age, but you can't ever know for sure that that's the case. The one other issue I'd like to bring forward is that I know you're talking about a joint referral, considering that I've worked here previously. I know that means it's got to go to the voters, and we put out a lot of things, or there's a lot of issues that come before you that have to be considered to go to the voters, and I had voter fatigue like many other voters did last time from all the referrals and initiatives. The reason I think that this particular bill should make it to the voters is that I think it's, first of all, I think it's kind of a feel-good bill. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that would feel really good about doing this, and it's something they can really grasp. I mean, it's like, oh, that's something that's really simple, 18 to 21-year-olds. I can either say yes or no to that, and I don't have to think about a million different consequences to it. You know, I have my opinion about it, and that's what I'm going to go with. And I think that it's something that wouldn't fatigue a voter to death to have to think about. And I think that's a big concern, because I know that you're going to have to decide. I don't know how many joint referrals you have this particular session, but I'm assuming it's a lot. It always is. I would assume that you're going to probably pull 3, 4, 5 out and send those out. And I hope that you'll consider this, because I think that this is a bill that could really do something for Oregon. It could bring a lot of young people in to vote. I certainly agree with some of the testimony we've heard that'll prompt young voters to vote more often, and I think we want that. I hope we want that, because those are the future legislators that are going to be up here on the dais, and the more experience they can get, the better. And I hope that you'll consider passing this out to the floor and moving it on to the voters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Speak up here. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you for letting me be here today. My name is Paul Evans. I reside at 744 East Main Street in the metropolis of Monmouth, Oregon. I was asked to speak to you today because I'm currently the youngest mayor in the state of Oregon. I was 28 when I was first elected, and I'm in my second term. I'm here in good company to support HJR 16, a bill that would allow 18-year-old men and women the opportunity to serve their state in the Oregon Legislative Assembly. I recognize that you have many significant bills before you, but I sincerely believe that this is a symbolic one that's worth your time. In simple terms, you have a rare privilege. You have the power to strengthen an intergenerational promise. You have the capacity to rally your peers and make your state stronger in ways beyond the ordinary. Every legislature, we hope, passes a budget, but few extend the franchise of service to a new category of citizens. Let me explain. When I was 18 years old, I ran for and was elected to the Monmouth City Council. Three spots were open. Six of us ran, including three incumbents. Monmouth has an at-large system. I was running against the other five. I won. In fact, I received the most votes and stunned some of the other candidates. This did not happen, as you can quickly notice, because of good looks, money, or charm. Didn't have them then or now. I won because my community believed I was worth an investment. They allowed me the opportunity to serve because they knew I could perform the basic tasks, and that over time I would reinvest my time, my talent, and my emotional treasure in the community as a whole. In my years on the council, I learned how government worked at the local level. I also gained a particular kind of maturity that has allowed me to serve my community in other ways. After college, I served in the Air Force as a line officer. I was able to use some of the skills developed during my time on the council to help grasp systems theories, how to see the larger picture while still attending to the smaller details. By now, most of you are probably wondering why I'm talking about city council, because this bill clearly does not directly address service on local boards. But here's the deal. Service in any capacity is an important linkage between the what was, the what is, and the what could be. Whether your service is packing an M16, working with people in far-off lands on how to irrigate crops, or yes, serving your neighbors as a state legislator, service itself is the means and the end in a democracy. As you know, people can do interesting, sometimes confounding things. I was up till midnight tonight, or this morning, working on a land use issue. you know and I know that sometimes those decisions can make you scratch your head. However, on the whole, Oregonians have a pretty good track record of making the right calls. They're not going to elect a person to office that is not willing to guarantee them first, before the fact, that they're willing to rise to the occasion and learn, mature, and serve in a serious fashion. I look back at 18 and I'm amused by how much I did not know. In fact, the older I get, the more I know I don't know. But I also remember the sense of wonder, the willingness to learn new things, the desire to do the right thing, and mostly the sense of responsibility I felt because my neighbors had given me a very special gift. Former Governor McCall once said that heroes are not giant statues framed against a red sky, that they are people that say this is my community and it's my responsibility to make it better. If he was right, and I believe he was, why should we continue an age limit on heroism? I don't think we should. We should provide the option for those individuals judged by their peers as worthy of the trust to serve in the Oregon legislature. You've heard the arguments, but repetition shouldn't discount their validity. 18-year-olds can fight and die for their country. They can drive cars, they can pay taxes, they can elect a president, we think, a governor, you and your peers. Shouldn't they be allowed to serve as well? I want to be clear. I do not believe that this bill will flood or open the floodgates to a wave of people ill-prepared to serve. I think it will simply allow those very special few worthy of service in this building the opportunity they deserve. In closing, Albert Einstein once said that it is the duty of every citizen, according to his best capacities, to give validity to his convictions in public affairs. This bill is more than it appears. It will allow citizens an opportunity and ensure that all citizens have the legal right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is John Pugsley, and I'm chair of the Benton County Democrats and also legislative assistant to Senator Rick Netzker. I'm testifying today as a private citizen in support of HJR 16. I wanted to talk briefly about the positive experiences we had in Benton County working with young people during the 2000 election season, and why this amendment would encourage them to participate in the political process. In Benton County, we had two high school students that served as interns who were vital to the candidates that they served and with regard to helping maintain headquarters. Further, they encouraged their friends in school to volunteer and participate and get out the vote drives and voter registration. The fact that they were active led to a sense of curiosity among other students that raised the awareness level for young people that otherwise may not have been engaged in local races. Young people do want to participate in the process, and we need to provide avenues for them to do so, regardless of political affiliation, and I believe this bill does that. 18 to 24-year-olds in this country are split evenly between the two main political parties, and many of them are independent. Passage of this amendment would serve the democratic process and not one party or the other. Some legislators may be concerned that 18-year-olds are not mature enough to serve in this building, but that decision should be left up to the voters and the best candidate for office. Disenfranchised students and voters will not have another reason to not participate if this bill fails to become law. I urge you to support for HJR 16 for the sake of fairness to all voters and potential legislators.
Thank you. Do we have questions?
Mr. Chair.
Representative
Stark. Just a comment, Mr. Chair. I'd just like to welcome Councilor Kaiser to Salem today and appreciate his testimony.
Thank you so much, Representative Starr. Thank you for coming to our city council yesterday. I appreciate it.
Representative Berger.
Yes, I'd just like to make one comment. I've known the mayor of Monmouth for quite a while, and not only is he the youngest mayor in Oregon, but he's one of the most respected. And I think that one of the nice things about that is that other people were so pleased in the Organization of Oregon Mayors to have someone his age to come into that organization. So my good wishes to you today.
Thank you, Representative Berger. Nice to see you again today.
All right, with no further questions, thank you. And our final individual to testify is Ed Dennis.
Not our youngest.
Mr. Ed Dennis.
He's proud with it. Wow. I mean, until April without a Mr. Ed joke in front of us.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Ed Dennis, I work for the Secretary of State's office, and I have
I have nothing to add, except I do want to thank the chair for hearing this bill, and I want to thank every member of the committee for your patience and for hearing out the folks who have come to you in individual meetings and here today. I know it was a long hearing, and I want to thank everybody who's still here for coming down and for being here and being present, and I did want to present myself if you had any questions.
Thank you. Do we have questions? Thank you. I appreciate your apologies for the long hearing, but after Monday, we've changed our definition of what a long hearing is.
All right.
Easy.
Okay. Thank you very much. This discussion reminds me a lot of a discussion that we used to have back in around 1970 when I was 18. I joined the Navy at 17, and at 18, wound up on the other side of the world. Considering what was going on over there in my general neighborhood, wondering why we didn't have the right to vote, considering all the other things that we were called on to contemplate. So it certainly reminds me of the time long ago.
Chair Wilson.
I'd like to comment on that, too. I mean, in my days, I was on a college campus, and we were protesting that we were being drafted, but could not vote.
Yeah, right. I hear something here.
Yes, Chair Wilson, I was just going to comment that you actually do remember when we couldn't vote until we were 21.
Right. And for my part, Mr. Chair, just being a babe in the woods in those days, I remember the vague discussion of it by my elders.
But certainly, I mean, since we're chiming in here.
We paved the way for the youngsters.
Right. The odd part about it is Representative March was protesting what I was overdoing.
and I wanted to get the right to vote.
There were other more pressing concerns at that moment. I want to thank the committee for hearing this today. And I want to mention to the audience, we have been on a rather backbreaking schedule as of late with our redistricting efforts and hearing in other parts of the country. And so I have not pulled the committee to talk to them about how they feel about this. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to close our public hearing on that, and we will be talking amongst ourselves, certainly not as a quorum, but we'll be gauging how everybody's feeling, and I hope to revisit soon.
I would have been happy to move to a work session, Mr. Chair.
We didn't schedule it.
Anyhow, well, thank you very much. Appreciate that so much. And we will close the public hearing.
If that's possible.
We're going to take five here while Representative Murphy says this way.